Hang in there, champ. Hang in there,
a voice sounded. The buzzing sounded again, louder, deafening, like a swarm of giant bees preparing to attack. Then the world tilted and bounced. With each bounce, pain throbbed in Cole's chest. Something cradled his neck and steadied his head when the jarring grew too intense. He kept trying to push himself over the edge, but again his head was lifted and more warm fluid flowed past his lips.
Hang with me, champ.
Cole spit out another mouthful. The sweet fluid was keeping his pain alive, allowing all the bouncing and the noise to continue. But nothing could stop it from leaking past his teeth and swollen, parched tongue. The warm fluid flowed down into his throat and brought back the cold. Chills racked his body in uncontrollable spasms. He moaned. When would this horrible nightmare ever end? Then, suddenly, he awoke. His eyes opened, and nothing made sense. Gone were the bay and the fallen tree. A dark and restless sky still moved overhead. But where was the hard ground, the wet, the mud, the dead birds? A thick blanket held both of his arms in close to his chest. The blanket was brown, and not the colorful Atau. Where was the Atau? Cole's vision was blurred, but he understood that he was lying in the bottom of a shallow aluminum skiff. Kneeling on one knee steering was Edwin, the Tlingit elder who had helped bring him out to the island. Instead of his normal detached, faraway look, Edwin's eyebrows furrowed with concern. Cole blinked hard to focus. His head rested on someone's lap. Then he recognized Garvey leaning over him, his face haggard with worry.
We'll be home soon, Garvey shouted above the roar of the engine.
Too weak to answer, Cole let his eyes close again. He struggled to recall what had happened, but couldn't. Garvey shouted something to Edwin, and the engine revved louder. Spray whipped across the bow as the boat surged into the waves. Cole held his breath and tensed to lessen the pain in his ribs. It was as if someone were beating on his chest with a bat. He felt Garvey's strong grip tighten each time they hit a big wave. The hard bucking lasted forever, and Cole was drunk with pain by the time the boat finally slowed. The screaming of the engine grew muted, replaced by anxious voices shouting to them. Garvey and Edwin shouted back. Then the boat bumped against something. Cole opened his eyes. They had pulled alongside a dock. A cluster of people crowded next to the boat, staring down at him. People were moving, reaching, shouting.